Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
It is time to talk with our music expert, Gary Graff. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How are you?
Welcome back to the program.
There you are. It's not like we haven't tried.
Oh, my God. All right. I apologize for the technical difficulties.
Okay, well, this is, you know, sometimes that's what happens when the inmates run the asylum.
Well, here's the problem, Gary. It's only 2017, and radio's only been around for about 190 years, so we're still working the bugs out.
These technologies are still being...
Well, then there's the argument to be made, so why change? You know, if some things worked, you know, sometimes you don't have to change just because the new toy's glitzy.
Speaking of being 190 years old, Seger has got a new album coming out.
Yes, Bob Seger's not quite 190. He's about 125 years
younger. He's doing okay.
Than that. But no, he announced last Saturday during a show here in Detroit that there will be a new album out in November. And it looks like the first single will be out this coming week. He was supposed to have actually been out a week ago, and for some reason was delayed. But it's now, he promised that he's playing another show here in the Detroit area a week from tomorrow, a week from Saturday. And he said we're going to have it out and perform the single that day, and then, you know, November release for the album, which he's been working on like he usually does for quite some time. So I've heard a little bit of the material. I'm not sure what's going to be on the album yet or not, but it's going to sound like a Bob Seger album.
All right. Willie Nelson, he's got a concert. He's putting on, what, he, James Taylor, who
yeah,
else?
Paul Simon? Lineup. James Taylor, Paul Simon, Bonnie Raitt, Willie Nelson. You know, as we get more into the undercard, Paul Simon's wife, Edie Brickell, and her band, the New Bohemians, La Lovett, Leon Bridges, Ryan Bingham. You know, it's going to be a nice event. It's called the... You Can't Mess with Texas, a benefit concert for Hurricane Harvey relief. It takes place September 22nd in Austin, Texas. It'll be a telethon type of thing, televised in Texas only at this point, but they'll have a YouTube channel that you'll be able to watch it in real time. And, you know, they're hoping to raise money for, you know, obviously, as the title says, Texas Hurricane Relief.
And this is different from Farm Aid?
Yeah, you know, Willie's out doing Farm Aid this weekend in suburban Pittsburgh, and that's the usual, you know, star-studded lineup there, and primarily of Willie, John Mellencamp, Neil Young, and Dave Matthews, who are the four, you know, primary guys in Farm Aid.
Does Willie get money for playing a show anymore?
He does. He plays plenty of his own shows.
I'm sure
if times get really hard when they roll into truck stops, he has some items he can sell from the bus.
He can just go to Cracker Barrel.
Sure.
He can just go to Cracker Barrel.
Exactly.
Donald Fagan, boy, this right on the heels of the other half of Steely Dan. Not feeling well.
First you have Walter Becker pass away on September 3rd. And now Donald Fagan just announced this week he has to cancel the final four dates of his solo tour. This is with his band, the Night Flyers, due to illness, again, unspecified and undisclosed. Although up to this point on the tour, he's looked healthy, so people aren't worried that this is a Becker situation. But, you know, it does, after what happened, you know, it certainly makes you concerned. But that being said, Steely Dan is supposed to do its first post Walter Becker tour. It starts off in October, and they're playing a selection of North American dates, a lot in Canada. So everybody's keeping an eye and keeping tabs on that, and certainly hoping for the best.
Ringo's got a new album out today. Is there any tour or anything other than the All-Star Band thing planned for that?
Well, the All-Star Band, you know, they'll be going back on the road. I think it's October 20th he starts. He has an 8-night residency at the House of Blues Casino Hotel in Las Vegas, and then he goes out for some North American dates. The album Give More Love is out today, in fact, and it's a star-studded affair. Paul McCartney's on two songs. Joe Walsh is on a couple songs. Steve Lukather from Toto, who's also part of the All-Star Band, he's on a couple of songs. Dave Stewart, you've just got a whole crew. Richard Marx, Peter Frampton is part of the album. So, and it's you know, these Ringo affairs, they're kind of friendly and innocuous, is how I would call them. I mean, they're not going to make you forget with a little help from my friends or photograph or any of his 70s solo hits, but they're good.
These Ringo albums seem like the kind of, if Ringo calls, it's like, yeah, I'll do it, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he even, the last time I spoke with him, we even talked about that. And he said, yeah, I'm lucky. I live in, you know, first of all, living in L.A., and then having the friends I do, you know, all he's got to do is put the word out and people will contribute to his album.
Is there anybody out there that doesn't like Ringo? Doesn't he have a feud going with anybody?
No, or? there's no beef.
Marilyn Manson.
Yeah. Right.
Feuding with Ringo, with Justin Bieber.
You can actually ask, you know, where's the beef with Ringo? Yeah, right. You know, it's not like Manson and Bieber or whoever else with Bieber or all the rappers.
But what is going on there?
Well, I guess Bieber apparently had a T-shirt on at some show saying something like, Marilyn Manson, I made you relevant again.
Ooh.
And
how did he make him relevant again?
You know, I don't
just
know.
Having
I'm
the T-shirt on?
I'm not entirely sure about this. You know, nobody's, but, you know, Manson has gone on social media to say, you most certainly did not, you little, and, you know, insert your expletive here. So I suspect, you know, if they ever encounter each other on the road, Manson will be trampling him with his high-heeled steel industrial.
You know, if it ever came down to just these two squaring off, I would take Bieber in a heartbeat.
You know, Bieber's got youth and torso, but I don't know. Manson just seems like a pretty mean guy.
Manson, like he'd fight really dirty.
But Manson just seems like he'd scratch and pull hair, doesn't it? Bieber seems like it. Bieber hung out with Floyd Mayweather.
No.
Maybe, come on.
Maybe, you know, it would be an interesting match. It would be fun to do it on stage and let Bieber or Manson use his props.
Boy, they just, you know? I just don't, they have nothing to do with each other. I mean,
well,
yeah.
That's it. That's
right.
What audience are they splitting?
Or they're just trying to, you know, maybe this is a gentleman's agreement to generate some headlines.
Oh, so we're being taken.
Always could be.
Well, here's beef number two. You know, it's one thing to be in a beef with somebody that everybody goes, what do they have in common? Then there's the Gallaghers,
right,
who are always having a dust-up.
You know, it's just
the brothers.
Ridiculous. So the latest was, you know, Noel plays the concert last weekend, reopening the arena in Manchester. You know, and he, you know, and apparently broke down in tears during Don't Look Back in Anger, because that's been adopted as the kind of anthem for the city after the tragedy at the Selena Gomez concert. So Liam, being Liam, goes ahead and tweets and says, you know, did the whole thing as a publicity stunt, and Noel's just doing it. You know, if the arena was in Scotland, Noel would be there shedding tears, and just really like, dude, can't you give it a break?
The answer is no, he can't.
No, the answer is no, he can't. You know, there's you know, that we always, like I said, we just talked about Manson and Bieber, maybe we're being taken. I don't think we are in the Gallagher's case. I don't think they're secretly getting together for Sunday night dinner with Mum and and having a happy time together. I think you know, there is real hatred here.
Oh,
although
it's
mostly on Liam's part at this point. Noel is keeping a dignified kind of silence. So that won't last long, but for the moment, that's what he's keeping.
All right, Kid Rock is or isn't running?
We don't know. We don't know if he's running for senator or not. Supposedly, this past Tuesday night, when he opened the new Little Caesars Arena, yes, that's what they call it, here in Detroit, we were all told by his publicist he'll be making some major announcement about his political aspirations, yada, yada, and he didn't. He just went on another five-minute rant about, you know, you name it, everything from single parenting and deadbeat dads to race relations to health care. It all rhymed, and it all led into, you know, his song, You Never Met an MF Just, you Know, Like Me. You know, so it was as much song intro as it was political discourse, but we still don't know. There was plenty of Kid Rock for Senate merchandise available at the souvenir stands, which is what's gotten him in a little bit of trouble at the moment, and you know, that he was introduced as the next senator from the great state of Michigan.
What's this doing for ticket sales for a Kid Rock show? I mean, it's got to be alienating some people, right?
I'm sure it alienates some people and it galvanizes others. There were protesters at this show from both sides of the fence.
Is he still using a Confederate flag as a souvenir or prop?
That was he used to in the act.
In the act,
he used to have a big Confederate flag backdrop, which was really, you know, which was a nod to, you know, his love for Southern rock and rebel spirit and the Dukes of Hazzard. You know, but obviously it offended some people. That's a hot button thing to put up on your stage, especially when you have some black members in your band who I know were bothered by it. So he quietly let it drop about 6 years ago. In hindsight, he probably would have been better off to say something, you know, to for whatever you want to say about it, but let people know you're dropping it. Because the one issue I had with the protesters here in Detroit is they were hanging their protest on something that hasn't been part of the act for 6 years.
For 6 years, yeah, you're a little late to the party at that point.
There's other stuff. Maybe there's other stuff to protest, maybe, but you know, it kind of plows under your argument if that's what you're focusing it on.
All right, let's plow through a couple other things here real quick. Foo Fighters, new album out today.
New album out today, Concrete and Gold. It, too, is kind of a guest-laden album. Paul McCartney, who would probably guest on your album or my album.
He played drums on one of these songs, right?
EBI plays drums on a song called Sunday Rain.
Paul McCartney playing drums when you got Dave Grohl in the band, and you probably could have got Ringo.
Right, and Taylor Hawkins.
Right.
But Paul played drums on Beatles albums, so, you know, the guy's not a slouch. They've also got Justin Timberlake, Sean Stockman from Boys to Men, Dave Koz, the saxophone player. So, you know, it's a good Foo Fighters album. They go in a few different directions. But, you know, they're having a good time. Today they open a pop-up pub, not a store. They're actually opening a pub in London that'll be open for 5 days where you can buy the album and merchandise and a beer.
All right, you glossed over something there real quick. You said Paul played drums on Beatles albums. What songs did Paul play drums on?
Oh, he played on a bunch of the stuff, some things on Let It Be, some of the Abbey Road things. There were quite a few. I don't have my list handy.
All right.
But he did, and then, you know, that was always kind of interesting.
New Sex Pistol book coming out?
Yeah, that's kind of a cool story. So, you know, of course, we're getting close to the 50th anniversary of the release of Nevermind the Bollocks, the Sex Pistols. So to mark that 40th anniversary, the book's called 1977, The Bollocks Diaries. And, you know, it's funny, we get to say bollocks on the radio here in the U.S. You can't in England.
And really? Is it?
It's not a good word.
Right up there with fanny.
We worked with a guy who was in World War II, and he said bloody was as bad a word as you could say back when he was in Europe for the war. He said, I can't believe I live in a world now where you can say it all the time,
there
anywhere. He goes, it's weird.
So we get to say bollocks, and somewhere over in the UK, they can't today. So,
And Mike Meyer is going to be in the new Queen movie?
He's in talks to be in the Queen movie. It's called Bohemian Rhapsody, and, you know, he'll play like a management or record executive figure is what we're hearing.
All right.
And we'll see. They haven't announced it for sure yet.
All right, Gary.
All right.
Good to have you back.
Have a great week, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Gary Graff, our music guy. You get him on Friday mornings, if everything's working right.